latest team news from clubcall.com.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to this latest Manchester United news bulletin. We start with news concerning boss Jose Mourinho, and he's thought to have retained the full backing of Manchester United's board despite Sunday's 3-2 defeat at Brighton. Well, it wasn't just the result, but it was the manner of the performance that has attracted widespread criticism, with United really struggling to cope with the Seagulls, especially in the first half. There was a bit of a fight back from the Red Devils in the second half of the Amex Stadium, but far from what many expect from a Manchester United performance. Well, there was speculation linking the former Real Madrid coach Zinedine Zidane with a move to Old Trafford. However, the latest reports suggest that Mourinho still has the full backing of the board at Old Trafford and will be given time to try and turn things around. Well, moving on to news concerning former Manchester United player Gary Neville, and he's hit out to United's executive vice chairman Ed Woodward and says that Jose Mourinho should have been given two central defenders in the summer. Well, it was well documented that Manchester United were looking at key targets in defence. The likes of Harry Maguire and Toby Alderweireld were both linked with moves to the Red Devils. However, Mourinho didn't get his man, and Neville believes that Woodward is to blame. Well, this is what Neville has had to say. The minute he gave him a contract extension, which some may say was unnecessary halfway through season, believing in the manager and showing him the faith, he had to then buy him the centre-backs. He had to get Maguire and Alderweireld because they wouldn't have made those mistakes at Brighton.